Welcome to BlizzCon 2018, brought to you by BlizzPro.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to a special episode of, it's sort of well-mapped podcast, it's also here with BlizzPro.com. As we are here at BlizzCon, I'm J.R. Cook, one of the hosts here at WellMet, and with me is my special co-host here, Hearthstone Pro player, Ray.
What's up, Ray, JR?
Hey, so Ray, how has BlizzCon been for you so far?
So far, it's been pretty fun. I mean, I got to see a bunch of new cards revealed. We got to figure out what the new set was, which...
Yeah. Which I'm going to stumble on the name here. Rats Rumble.
We're just going to call it Rats Rumble.
So, so we got Rats Rumble, which is the troll set that we kind of expected and had talked about in the past that, you know, the imagery seemed to kind of hint at that. We had, it's kind of a World of Warcraft themed arena, Gurubashi Arena, for those that played World of Warcraft back in the day, back in like the Stranglethorn Vale, where the trolls kind of battled it out and duked it out in the arena. That's what this set's kind of themed around.
Yeah, actually, in our Discord, the WellMet Discord, a bunch of people were kind of theory crafting what the new set was going to be based off of, and trolls or goblins was like pretty high up on the list there. So
right.
I think people are starting to get it. I think there were some leaks leading up to BlizzCon. And, yeah, so now we know what it is. It's a troll-themed kind of arena.
Yeah.
Brawl.
So, yeah.
Theme.
So what did you think going into, like, going into the reveal, the actual reveal, not the weird, like, quiet reveal that they did to start with, but the, like, when they showed what the set was and what the cards were, what were your initial thoughts?
Honestly, my initial thought was the previous set, the Grand Tournament, it kind of had the same vibe to me because I don't play World of Warcraft, so the...
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
The whole goblin or troll arena doesn't really have a special place for me, so it felt very similar to the Grand Tournament, which...
All right.
I was like, okay, And they started revealing some cards, and then they had this one mechanic that you were mentioning earlier, the overkill mechanic,
mm-hmm.
which basically means if you kill a minion with damage that is more than the minion's health, so if you overkill it,
right,
you get an effect.
Yeah, there's an effect that happens.
There's
And they showed a weapon that when that effect happens, they get an extra attack.
Yes.
So you can sit there and kill yourself against your opponent's minions.
Yep.
If you really wanted to.
Yeah. So that's actually pretty cool. It's very thematic with the set. The whole like brawl arena thing. You have the overkill, which is like, that's very trolly.
Yeah.
But the cards that they revealed in the What's Next segment that they did, the panel.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch that. So what were some of the cards?
To kind of briefly go over what they're trying to do in this set, for Warlock, they're really pushing hand buff. They released and revealed an 8-mana minion. It's an 8-mana 1/1 that is called, this name is really, really going to get me, Hyreek the Bat. And
okay.
Its battle cry is, fill your board with copies of this minion, and it's a beast. So basically, since it's an 8-mana 1/1, you want to buff it up and... The spirit for Warlock is stealth for one turn. After a friendly minion dies, give your minion in your hand +1/+1. They had hand buff cards in the last set, like Soul Infusion, and they pretty much said, we want this to be a thing. They want hand buff Warlock to exist in the game. And honestly, I'm just feeling another discard Warlock coming. Like, I'm just feeling like this mechanic is very inconsistent. It is slow, and ultimately, the game really needs to kind of slow down for it to be important and relevant, which
sure.
Right now it's kind of too fast. There's too many aggro decks.
Right. So one of the themes that seems to be in this deck is very combo, or not deck, but the set seems to be very combo oriented, mm-hmm. Because you have the special Loa cards that go with those spirit cards.
Yeah.
With the Loas being the legendaries that kind of these spirit cards, which are rares, kind of help, you know, make the Loas stronger.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those where you've got a combo, and it's a combo that all of them are 0-3 cards, the spirits.
Yeah,
are
0-3
cards
with
stealth for a turn, which allows you to kind of pull off these combos because it gives you the ability, unless your opponent has like some kind of AoE or something to deal with them.
And it's not a combo in the traditional sense where it's like, okay, how Shudderwalk is an infinite combo where you play these cards, you get an infinite combo, and you win. It's more like you want to have minions, and then you want to be able to trade them when you play your spirit, so then they buff up
right.
the Loas. So it's more of like a synergistic combo as opposed to like a instantly win the game combo.
Yeah. So what did you think of those cards? I mean, they've only revealed, you know, a couple of them, but
yeah. So the Paladin one is Shirvala the Tiger. They're the Paladin legendary they revealed, and we actually did the math on it. Like, I was just sitting with like a bunch of the other Hearthstone pros that were in HGG, and when it at most, if you spend a mana every turn, the most amount of mana, it costs one less for each mana you've spent casting spells. So the cheapest it can be by turn 6 or 7 is like 4. So this card, assuming that you have the perfect hand and expend all of your mana every turn, is a 7/5 for 4 by turn 6.
Yeah.
Which is like very below average, and just, I understand what they're going for. They don't want to break the game where they don't want you to be able to just play free 0 mana 7/5s. They want to make that very difficult, which makes sense, right? But I think that this one, like when you see the math written out on paper, it's just very, very slow. And that's assuming that you're playing a Paladin deck with a lot of spells, and you're also using those spells every turn.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty cool concept, but I don't think we've seen the power of what those cards could potentially be. You know for sure that there's probably going to be one or two of those combos that's going to be meta-defining,
mm-hmm.
and I doubt it was the one that we saw so far.
I mean, they could always release better hand buff cards, right? Like, they could release a Warlock card that says, buff all cards in your hand by +2/+2
mm-hmm.
for like 4 or 5 mana, and then all of a sudden, this Bat card becomes the best finisher in the game and somehow is better than Gul'dan, and then you play your deck around that instead of around demons.
Sure. Yeah.
But
yeah.
With what's revealed right now, it's really hard to say, just because there's so few cards with what already exists in Standard that synergizes with them.
Right. So out of everything that was revealed, was there anything that you found disappointing?
I don't want to say that anything's disappointing, because we don't know what the rest of the set holds, and in my opinion, a lot of these cards are combo-oriented, like you said, or synergistic. So I imagine they're going to reveal more cards that have synergy with the cards they've revealed. So they feel underwhelming right now, but maybe they will. Maybe they'll get better with the cards revealed. Like this, the Druid card that they revealed made no sense to me. It's a 2-mana 2/3. It's called Savage Striker. It's Battle Cry. Deal damage to an enemy equal to your hero's attack. So you're Druid. How do you ever gain attack as Druid? You're not going to play Nash or Claw. That's what they use as an example during the panel. And in my head, I'm just like, there's no way anybody's playing these garbage cards to make this 2-mana 2/3 good.
Yeah, so probably not, but you never know.
But and then I'm thinking, okay, they might be printing other cards. Maybe the Druid gets a weapon, and then it's good.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's like, if this was a Warrior card, Fiery Warrox on 3, and now all of a sudden you have a 2/3 that's dealing 3 damage whenever you want. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's insane. Maybe Druid gets a really efficient attack buff card. Because all the attack buff cards that exist right now also give armor, which makes me think that they're not, like, utilizing the full attack. Like, if you're getting plus 4 attack, plus 4 armor, imagine if you got just plus 8 attack or something.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that might be a little bit ridiculous, but, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So for me, I don't think, like, anything revealed in the set was disappointing. I think what was disappointing was what they didn't talk about.
What do you think they didn't talk about?
Well, I was personally expecting something more than just a set getting revealed. I was expecting to hear about feature changes, maybe, or maybe a new feature other than just a single player mode, which we get every time right now.
Yeah, that's a given at this point.
Yeah, it's a given. I was fully expecting to maybe hear, you know, these are the change, and maybe this is something we're going to hear at PAX East instead. Like, you know, we want to change how the classic set works. We want to maybe do an rotating evergreen set, or something to that extent. Or, you know, we messed up on tournament mode. We didn't do it, but we have, but we decided to do these other features instead that you guys are probably going to enjoy.
Right.
We didn't get anything.
We didn't get any new features.
Right.
We just got the new set that we already knew we were getting with the new single player mode we already knew we were getting.
Yeah. And, like, there's no surprises.
Right.
That's what was disappointing to me.
Was there surprises, like, last year or the year before?
I mean, every once in a while you can get some, like, but, they really haven't for a while. It just feels like that cadence that you always get.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would have liked them to spice it up a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel you. I mean, especially at BlizzCon where you take away the World Championships.
Right.
So it's just like there's not much hype for Hearthstone going on at this event, in all honesty. So it'd be nice to see some announcement hype.
Yep.
Which we didn't get yet, but I imagine there's going to be some changes that are going to...
Yeah, I imagine that stuff would probably come beginning of next year. Yeah, or beginning of next year. PAX East might be an example of something they would announce something like that at if they did. My fear is that this is the Hearthstone team going forward where it literally is just new set, new set, new set.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's just nothing, like, nothing to mix it up.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you. I guess we'll see, right? Like, they just had a whole new team. Maybe it takes a... I feel like this set is a set, like, Brode and that whole team probably still worked on.
Right.
Like, I don't think we're out of that era yet.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we're still in that realm. And I think that it makes sense if that stuff was already created pre that team leaving, then it makes sense that they just want to finish out the
things that they worked on. So have you had a chance to play Hearthstone on the floor yet?
I have not played any of the new cards at all. But
I haven't had a chance either.
I actually just talked to some people who did, and they said that it's pretty much just pre-built decks, but only with the new cards that they've revealed. There's no actual real cool mode that they've gotten to play yet. It's kind of just, here's some of the new cards with some pre-constructed deck. Battle each other.
Yep.
And it's just like kind of, the cards aren't really super exciting. It's not like when they did the Golden Monkey, how everybody was just trying to play and see if they could get the Golden Monkey before the game ended.
Right.
Like, there's nothing cool like that. It's just like, I don't want to say vanilla Hearthstone, but it's just, there's nothing like super amazing. It's not like you're trying to trigger Mechathune to go off or anything crazy like that. It's just like kind of standard Hearthstone, you know?
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about on this, or?
Not really. I mean, it's just kind of, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. And it comes out in a month.
Yeah, the release date was November 4th.
December 4th.
Oh my gosh. It's probably November 4th right now. December 4th, yeah.
Yes, Ray. December 4th.
It's been a long day, JR. It's about time to eat.
Yes, Ray. We know that you couldn't get into the party last night. You tried.
I ended up...
And you ended up staying all up all night crying.
Oh, my God.
And it just made today just rougher for you because you didn't get your way?
No, my God. That isn't... That's true.
All right.
I went out for Korean barbecue last night with the friends. It was a good time. I didn't need your stupid esports party, Blizzard. Need you.
All right. Anyway, I think that does it for this little bit of an episode of Well Met here on BlizzPro.com. We'll be talking about this more. Just head over to @WellMetPodcast on Twitter and listen to the show there. We'll release this one, and then when we get back together next week with Danny, we'll talk about this set a little bit more.
Yeah.
See you guys next time.
For more BlizzCon coverage, check us out at BlizzPro.com, subscribe to us here on YouTube, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook @BlizzPro.